This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion, brought to you by our good friends at Klaus Financial. Don't forget about the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. When you get to the website, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can also listen to this and other previous podcasts as well. Learn a little bit about Klaus Financial. Again, the website, klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you, kick-the-tires appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, the number, 442-5637. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. Joining us in studio this morning, of course, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. Great to see you, Malia. How are you today?
Very good, thanks.
Great. And we have got a very timely, actually, earlier this morning, Terry had a guest on talking about debt around the holidays, and we're going to talk about the debt word, and that's an important factor when it comes to planning financially as well as for retirement. Before we get to that, of course, Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Really cool opportunity for you to win a fantastic prize this week. Got a $25 gift card for Lowe's. It works like this. At the end of the program, we'll ask Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have a chance to win that prize. Little tip, I will tell you, typically the answer for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. I almost feel like we should do a take two on live radio here.
Say that five times fast.
Yeah, exactly. And you guys did that to me on purpose, by the way. And for everyone that's giving me a hard time, you give it a try. Try it a couple of times in your car this morning. Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Don't forget, again, later we'll be doing that for this week. Listen closer to the show. Typically the answer comes up. One of the cool things we do, though, is we look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. As you guys pointed out, people do have busy lifestyles, and sometimes you miss the question, or maybe you didn't catch the part where we talked about the answer. Let's look back real quick on last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and get the question and answer from that one.
Yes, and actually it was 2 weeks ago because we weren't on last Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes.
So maybe Sean was at the studio, but we weren't.
Maybe.
So our question was, according to a recent AARP survey, 89% of people over 50 say they want to live where in retirement? So for those of you that said, you know, some remote, a touristy place, that's not correct. The correct answer was they actually want to continue living in their homes indefinitely. So just living in your home that you have right now is where most people say they want to stay.
And that was last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. And again, we'll have a fresh one later on in the program. Just listen closely to the show. Typically, the answer comes up during the program. As mentioned, we're going to be talking debt. And I know, you know, when you guys help people plan for retirement, I would assume one of the biggest issues that comes up is debt. And, you know, how do you carry it on your balance sheet? Good debt, bad debt. Is there a such thing as good debt? Let's start out talking a little bit about debt and that conversation you guys have.
Yeah, so we view building kind of your financial plans much like building a house, right? You need a solid foundation. You need a good structural, you know, good structures around the side, a good roof with good shingles, so on and so forth. But we all know that foundation is pretty critical. And one of the foundational elements to good financial planning is debt management skills. So we talk about good debt, bad debt. We're not going to spend all of our time today talking about those good debt, bad debts. But let me just say to you, it's pretty simple. The high interest unsecured debts are the bad ones, right? And the best debt you can probably have is a primary residence because of low interest and tax deductibility. But what we're focusing on as retirement planners is, what should be your strategy as you get close to retirement relative to this, you know, debt discussion? And so it's tricky. Sometimes we end up in situations where we have more debt than we'd like to as we get closer to retirement. And Malia and I end up spending a lot of time figuring out how are we going to dramatically reduce or eliminate that debt as you get into retirement. So sometimes things come up where we look and say, hey, let's use some of these after-tax funds you have available to pay off the mortgage. Or in some circumstances, we are actually, as people get close to retirement, saying reduce your retirement savings. Believe it or not, that sounds crazy. But we say reduce your 401k or 403b contribution so that you can drive more cash home to yourself, right? So that you can use that higher take-home cash pay to pay down your mortgage, right? Now, again, that's an example. You have to be careful with that. That's, you know, inside of a bubble here. Mm-hmm. That may or may not be right for every individual. But the point being, there's a lot of tools in the toolbox. And sometimes we just think to ourselves, I got to save a ton of money for retirement, and who cares how much debt I have? We would say that's not correct. You need to focus on, yes, saving for retirement, and furthermore, never miss a match. So one exception to this rule, don't ever reduce your contribution down to a level at which you're missing a matching contribution from an employer. But usually people are above that number, so you have some room to bring it down.
You know, one of the things that that's as we talk about this, and you mentioned putting together putting together that plan. I mean, is it kind of that debate about with pay off this first, that first? I know you guys talk, and you hear Dave Ramsey here on the station of kind of managing this stuff and the importance of simply setting up that plan. Is that?
Yeah, so let me just say, some people like or dislike Dave Ramsey, probably just because of his brash approach to things.
He's pretty, yeah.
Yeah, but what I will say is, if you can get out of the emotion of what he's saying and listen to the content of what he is saying, he is spot on, in our humble opinions, spot on. You need to ruthlessly eliminate debt from your lifestyle as you get closer to retirement. Doesn't mean you can't retire with debt, right? It just means it makes life a lot simpler when you enter retirement without it.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com, that website, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Let's talk about people look and they say, okay, I've got this debt, but I've also got these accounts. I've got some good money saved up for retirement. What if I kind of rob from one to pay the other? Should I be doing that?
Well, you know, again, what we say doesn't apply to everybody. And what we say, everybody doesn't follow, believe it or not. But this is the first thing that people look at. They go, hey, I do have this big 401k or 403b or IRA. Maybe I can just take some money from that. Maybe I can just pay it back. And the 401k actually, appears to everybody as a low-cost loan. It is a cheaper way to borrow money from yourself. But what people don't realize is that, yes, you are, again, creating a debt for yourself that needs to be paid back. And if you unexpectedly got laid off from your company, that 401k loan has to be paid back immediately or within 60 days. So, you know, a debt is a debt. At some point in your life, either you, your estate, your spouse, whatever, is going to have to pay off your debt. So that's really what we're trying to drive home today. Now, another idea besides borrowing from your retirement accounts, and there is a penalty if you're under 59 and a half of 10% if you take distributions from them and you don't pay them back. But another idea is to work longer. And, you know, we've had many shows where we've discussed the fact that many people think they're going to work longer than statistically they really do. But if you have a lot of debt, that might be something you have to look at. And, you know, CJ and I don't like telling people it looks like you are going to have to work longer. But a debt really becomes a reality when you're trying to structure your retirement income. And it's not, as CJ said, it's not that you can't have any debt, but we really want to make sure that you're not being stressed during your retirement of how much you can afford to enjoy your retirement.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Again, the website, klossfinancial.com. Spell it out for you. It's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Fantastic website. A lot of information about Kloss Financial. You can learn about them, some of their services. You can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can also listen to all the podcasts as well at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you have questions for them, they'd love to answer them for you right now here at the station. Give us a call, 321-1310. Toll-free 877-235-1310. Take more of your calls and continue our conversation with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial this morning. Taking your calls. Our numbers 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget there is no cost for that initial get to know you, kick of the tires appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their numbers 442-5637. Also want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have a Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Again, this week's prize, a $25 gift card for Lowe's. Talking about debt this week, and it is a part of a lot of people's lives. I think, obviously, if you own a home, you probably got a mortgage debt, car payments, those type of things. Let's talk then when it comes to when you're getting into retirement, what are some of those sources that when it comes to debt, what are those main sources that people may be carrying as they move into retirement?
Yeah, so there's some of the obvious debts, as you just mentioned, a mortgage, credit cards being quite obvious, and then there's education loans, medical bills, so on and so forth. And so one of these loans that we're actually seeing crop up more and more, believe it or not, as people get close to retirement, is student loan debt.
Which sounds retirement?
Yeah, it sounds bizarre, doesn't it? Now, this could be student loan debt as a cosigner for a child. This is becoming more common, right? Like career changes later on in life where you go back and get a new degree or a new certificate somewhere. So actually, believe it or not, people over the age of 50 are actually the fastest growing group of people with student loan debt. And this is according to a report from the Government Accountability Office. How bizarre, right? But we run into it. Where, all right, we've eliminated most debts, but we've got this student loan debt that's out there. So we're not going to do a whole segment on student loans, although student loans is a pretty significant bubble that's out there in the overall economy. A lot of unsecured debt there. Unsecured meaning, typically if you die, the loan is forgiven and goes away, and there's no collateral to that loan, right? What's the collateral? Your brain, right? And you can't harvest somebody's brain to do anything with it. So the point being, like, it's an unsecured debt with a lower interest rate that the government backs up. It's just a big issue that's out there. So as you get closer to retirement, looking at not only your own core debt, but maybe a co-signing of a student loan or that second degree that you ended up getting, that's another debt we want to see really eliminated over time.
Well, let's just say you're 10. Oh, sorry about that. Melita, did I cut you off?
I was just going to say, it is sometimes it's the obligation because someone has co-signed. For the parent, but more often than not, we both see situations where our clients, being loving parents, feel obligated to take over loan payments, and we see this sometimes in the neighborhood of anything from $50,000 to $150,000 of student loan debt that our clients will assume and pay, and sometimes they really can't afford to devastate their own retirement with that kind of debt, but they just choose to do that. So we just want everyone to be careful before they just jump in and start writing checks.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And then, of course, we talk about debt. Let's say I'm one of these people, I'm 10, maybe 15 years out from retirement or nearing retirement. I'm saying, you know what, I've got debt. What should I be doing? What tips do you guys have to offer for people to handle that? What should I be looking at?
Stop adding to it.
Right. There you go.
And pay it off.
Simple enough.
Right? Let's be honest. And I hope people, obviously I'm being a little bit cynical in how direct I am there. But at the heart of it, it is just that simple, isn't it? Like, you don't have to have a credit card in your wallet. You can have a debit card instead, right? People go, oh, but what if I don't have the money? It's like, that's the point, right? That's the point. The problem with your credit card is you're not spending your money, you're spending somebody else's. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to add to your debt. You're choosing to add to your debt. So really, our goal is to empower people. Listen, if you want to have a bunch of debt in retirement and live with a ton of stress and die with no money, that's your choice. I'm not going to tell you you're right or wrong. I'm just going to say, okay, that's what you're choosing to do. But if you want to be empowered to live more freely in retirement, where you don't have the cloud of debt over top of you, then taking some good advice on finding ways to pay it off is really critical. And again, there's a lot of tools in the toolbox. We talked about one, which is reducing your 401k contribution down to only the match so that you have more after-tax cash. In some circumstances, We'll even look and say, you know what? We need to eliminate a really high interest credit card debt, like now. Mm-hmm. Even if that means we have to take on a one-time 10% penalty from an early distribution from an IRA, we're going to get rid of it because it's so cancerous to people's scenario, right? Now, again, that's a very extreme example. We don't run into that very often, but we need to look at the tools that are in your toolbox to make sure that as you get close to retirement, we're eliminating that kind of debt.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming to the next segment, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We will also talk about the emergency fund. Is it important? Should I have it? What are some of the things to know about it? We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Still got time for your call, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Don't forget you can find them online as well, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, so definitely hold on to that telephone number. Before we do wrap up, though, Dave Ramsey's name came up earlier, and I know he talks a lot about an emergency fund, and I think for a lot of us, we say, oh, I'd love to have an emergency fund, but. So what if you don't have an emergency fund, but you do have debt? What should people be considering? What should they be thinking about?
Well, you know, we all want everything at the same time, and that's where we have to step back and go, what's the most important thing? So it's kind of hard to do both of these things at the same time, but it is critical. So we sit there and say, which is more important? Should you be adding to your 401k? Should you be putting some money in reserves, or should you be paying down debt? We would argue that you should be putting away money into an emergency fund, actually, because if you don't have anything in emergency funds, those are going to turn into credit card debt. Mm-hmm. And CJ, you know, suggested that that's the first area we want to prioritize, is get rid of any high interest credit card debt. So, you know, a savings account, a rainy day fund, ideally it would be 3 months to 6 months at the minimum of your living expenses put away in that. Once that's accomplished, then we can get a little more aggressive with your outstanding debt. And once we've satisfied most of that, then we're happy to say, let's start, you know, pounding money back into your retirement. So it really needs to be a step one, two, and three. It's hard to accomplish them all three at the same time.
Let's talk real quick then about kind of the takeaway from today's show. And you know, there is an important message here when it comes to debt, isn't there?
Right. So, you know, the ideal situation, which we all don't fall in, but we would like to see retirement really being people retiring debt-free. And even mortgage-free being more of a priority. So, again, it's a balancing act. We want to enjoy our lives right now. People that typically are savers continue to be savers in retirement. And people who are spenders now typically tend to be spenders in retirement. So you need to start modifying some of your habits earlier than later so that everybody can enjoy, hopefully, a debt-free, happy retirement.
That's what we aim for.
Well, and there's this old biblical proverb that's out there that says that that is so true, and it's that debt makes you a slave to the debtor. And we would add on top of that, cash makes you a king. So what do you want to be, a slave or a king as you enter into retirement? We'd much rather have you empowering yourself. So,
but not cash under the mattress.
Yeah, good point.
Yes.
Don't cash. Be too literal.
Exactly. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Lowe's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to a recent study by the General Accountability Office, the amount of student loan debt is growing fastest for which age group? the millennials, or people over the age of 50. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Lowe's. Don't forget about that number as well. That's a telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. 442-5637. Not going to cost you anything for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. Again, give them a call now. The number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.